No one heard her cries, so she disappeared fast. The dwarfs had finished working, the sky was getting dark, and thunder was coming towards them. They were worried about Snow White, so they ran all the way home as fast as they can. They saw Snow White lying down still, pale and lifeless, along with the poisoned apple by her side. They tried their best to let her breathe, but there was no use. They cried and cried for a long time. Then they laid her on a bed of rose petals, carried her into the forest, and put her in a crystal coffin. Each day they laid a flower there, until one evening they discovered a strange man admiring Snow White's lovely face through the glass. After the dwarfs told the story, the prince had an idea. If you let me take her to the castle, I will call amazing doctors to awaken her from this peculiar sleep. She looks so lovely to kiss. He did, and as by magic, the prince's kiss broke the spell. To great surprise, Snow White woke. She had amazingly come back to life. Now in love, the prince asked Snow White to marry him, and they lived happily ever after.